KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on KOMO News.
I'm Bill O'Neill. All of Washington State will remain in phase one of the governor's coronavirus recovery plan for at least another 10 days. Details coming up.
I'm Ryan Harris with why Joe Biden's inauguration has a local health expert worried about coronavirus.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. President-elect Biden says he'll ask everyone to mask up for 100 days once he takes office. He's also unveiling his plan to deliver more coronavirus vaccines faster and to more Americans.
The new administration wants to crush any vaccination speed bumps in the first month and put 100 federally run vaccination centers in place.
Think of places that are convenient and accessible. School gymnasiums, sports stadiums, community centers.
Along with local pharmacies and Congress funding thousands of mobile vaccination units to reach people who can't get into a city. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Arrests are piling up from the Capitol riot last week. More than 100 so far and counting. And authorities are finding many of their own facing charges.
As the cases unfold, the federal prosecutor overseeing the FBI investigation has noticed a disturbing trend. Among the mob, the FBI has identified a growing number of former and current law enforcement officers and military officials as well.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The president-elect's inauguration will be the most secure and most scaled down in recent history, the Capitol attack forcing changes.
The nation's capital braced for violence, checkpoints and barricades throughout the city, armed National Guard patrolling Capitol Hill, and with just 4 days before Joe Biden is sworn in, unprecedented shutdowns. And an inaugural rehearsal planned by the Biden team for Sunday has been postponed, according to sources. Among the FBI's top concerns for Inauguration Day, the substantial threat of improvised explosive devices.
ABC's Martha Ravitz. Meantime, we're hearing from one of the officers attacked by the Capitol mob, beaten with an American flag.
People started chanting, kill him with his own gun.
Officer Michael Fanone says the only thing that saved him was screaming to the crowd, I have children. You're listening to ABC News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Chicago man accused of being a Capitol rioter who attacked a police officer says he's been wrongly identified and accused. Retired firefighter David Quintavalle says he was at home January 6th celebrating his wife's birthday and is not the man police are looking for. Federal authorities have made more than 100 arrests so far in the Capitol siege investigation. President-elect Biden had some harsh words Friday for some Republican lawmakers who still refuse to wear a mask, even when trapped inside a small room during last week's deadly Capitol attack.
Four members of Congress, at least, have now tested positive. Several of them were in that room, including a recent cancer survivor. Biden was blunt. He said, what the hell is the matter with them? Saying it is stupid not to wear a mask and telling them point blank to grow up.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The National Rifle Association has filed for bankruptcy protection. The announcement came months after New York Attorney General Letitia James sued the NRA, seeking to dissolve the organization, alleging top executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars in cash funding for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. The coronavirus pandemic has also impacted the NRA, which last year laid off dozens of workers. This is ABC News.
KOMO News Time 10:04 and traffic every 10 minutes on the forest from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Mike Conklin.
And we're getting word out of Tacoma right now from the State Department of Transportation that there's some road work beginning on State Route 509 near Alexander Avenue. This is going to be going on until about 2 o'clock in the morning. Crews are still working to restore power to a number of scattered areas around western Washington. That means traffic lights can still be out in some places, so be alert and use caution and treat those dark signal lights as four-way stops. And on the Olympic Peninsula, US 101, we have a slide near Hoodsport that's affecting traffic in both directions. Looking at some of our travel times, Lynnwood to Seattle, 15 minutes, and Seattle to Issaquah, 16. Your next report, 10:14.
Abby Acone has your Como forecast.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for western Washington with some scattered pockets of fog into early Saturday. Now, of course, this is most likely for the South Sound, the typical suspects, as temps all around the region drop down to the mid to upper 30s. Now, should those lows get closer to the freezing mark, we could be dealing with freezing fog early Saturday. A couple of glimpses of sunshine for your Saturday, but that's about as exciting as it gets. In general, overcast, gray and dry Saturday, a few late showers into the evening and into early Sunday. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone in the Como Weather Center.
Right now in Seattle, 47 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como, Nightside.
Como News Time, 10:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar indicated there would be millions of extra vaccine doses released to the states.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states, rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
But new reporting in the Washington Post shows there were no doses available in reserve. As a result, states that had been gearing up to expand distribution of the COVID vaccine have no extra doses to give out. In a tweet, the Washington State Health Department says they understand why people may feel the situation is confusing and frustrating. Oregon Governor Kate Brown calls it a deception on a national scale. We've reached out to Health and Human Services for comment. All eight regions of Washington State will remain in phase one of Governor Jay Inslee's coronavirus recovery plan, at least for the time being. Como's Bill O'Neill explains.
The plan requires each of the state's eight regions to see a decreasing trend of 10% or more in COVID cases per 100,000 people over a two-week span in order for them to individually move to phase two. The COVID-19 test positivity rate must also fall below 10%. New hospitalizations must also decline by 10% over 2 weeks, while intensive care units must have a less than 90% occupancy rate. All regions will continue under phase one until at least January 25th. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
King County's seen a 30% increase in new COVID cases since December 27th, and County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says he can't predict when it'll level off, especially with more transmissible virus strains out there.
And I want to be very clear on this. We should expect the variant strain to become widespread here, and that will make the outbreak harder for us to control.
That's why Duchin says it's especially important we keep up our mask wearing, distancing, and hand washing, because it'll take at least 6 months to get shots to everyone who wants a vaccine. Recent events with large crowds have a UW health expert worried about upcoming events like the Biden inauguration. He talked to Como's Ryan Harris.
The U.S. Capitol riot was the first thing to make the hair stand on the back of Dr. Ali Mokhtad's neck, with mostly maskless crowds packed indoors and shouting and then traveling from D.C. That was followed a few days later by Alabama football fans celebrating their championship, also many without masks.
I'm concerned about any gathering that's indoor and involves shouting. And I'm concerned about any gathering outdoor that people cannot keep a safe distance and wear a mask even when they are shouting. So we need to be careful. Alabama was a disaster.
So with inauguration protests in Olympia, Salem, and other state capitals expected leading up to Wednesday, Dr. Mokhtad reminds us we're near the end of a surge and that it's on all of us to do our parts to maintain the relative success we had, minimizing the holiday effect on the pandemic here in Washington. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Plans are being finalized for mass vaccination sites in Pierce County.
It's starting with having at least three very large throughput sites in different locations in the county.
Emergency Management Director Jody Ferguson says the locations haven't been determined yet. Lauren Culp, the Republican who lost to Governor Inslee in a landslide, has ended his lawsuit that hoped to invalidate the election. Attorney Stephen Pidgeon spoke in a video on Culp's Facebook page and blamed the withdrawal on technicalities.
As a result, we're going to leave this battleground now and instead bring our case for election reform to you and the court of public opinion.
But Pigeon is facing punishment from the courts, the state bar, for filing suits with false and unsubstantiated claims. National Guard members and state patrol troopers continue to line a fence erected outside the state capitol and surrounding buildings. Cuomo's Charlie Hargett tells us they'll be there through at least the middle of next week.
This comes after unrest outside the governor's mansion last week and the FBI's warning of threats against all 50 state capitals through Inauguration Day. Trooper Chelsea Hodgson with the Washington State Patrol tells us they don't know of any specific threats in Olympia, but they're ready for whatever might happen.
It's been a little over a week, and we're working in collaboration with the National Guard, and we have personnel that are standing by that can handle any threat or anything that could come our way.
The FBI warns of heightened risk on Sunday and Inauguration Day on Wednesday. Charlie Hargert, Cuomo News.
Cuomo News time 10:10, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, men's college basketball tonight, Utah Valley beats Seattle U 93-92. The Falcons find a head coach while the Seahawks look for a play caller. The latest from Cuomo's Bill Swartz.
Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith is the man the Atlanta Falcons want as the head coach. Former L.A. Chargers head man Anthony Lynn is a new name surfacing as a possible replacement for Brian Schottenheimer as the Seahawks offensive assistant. NFL playoff division games on tap tomorrow. The L.A. Rams at Green Bay. Buffalo Bills host the Baltimore Ravens. The Washington Huskies are hanging out in L.A. after an embarrassing 95-68 loss at USC.
Good teams, great teams end up being great defensively, and we're far from that. We got to get better.
Mike Hopkins' Dogs take on Pac-12 leading UCLA tomorrow afternoon. Hot stove baseball signings for the Seattle Mariners, getting infielder J.P. Crawford, pitcher Rafael Montero, and catcher Tom Murphy locked up for the 2021 season. And The Athletic reports Seattle Sounders in serious talks to loan forward Jordan Morris to Swansea City FC of England's second-tier league. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Cuomo News.